Hi, everybody, and you're very welcome to another little bite-sized political podcast. I've called this one The Long and the Short of COVID. And, well, it's quite a story, this one, basically, I want to talk you through. It's a pun. I reference the former Justice Minister of Northern Ireland, Naomi Long, a larger-than-life figure, one might say. And this is from September of 22, so it's from about, 7 or 8 months ago. Back then, the Justice Minister Naomi Long said she'd been suffering from COVID. Oh no, yeah. She revealed she'd tested positive for the virus for 9 consecutive days and, quote, feels pretty grim. So get that. Back in September of last year, she was testing herself every day. And had determined that because she tested positive, she must have COVID, and therefore she was pretty grim. She says, in a message to her constituent, she said back then, "If you're trying to reach me this week, apologies for the delay in replies. Still testing positive for COVID and feeling pretty grim, brackets, 9 days in. My staffer also unwell, brackets, though not with COVID, thankfully. So we'll get back to you as soon as we can." Well, okay, so first of all, so your staff are all off sick, but it's not COVID. Well, what is it then? Well, is it a mystery? Can't we find out? It's not the first time that Mrs. Long has had COVID. 2 years ago, she revealed. Doctors told her that she probably had COVID in early 2020. And likely suffered from long COVID, in which the symptoms of the virus last much longer in the months that followed. Well, how hollow was that sentence? I mean, I've just read out verbatim what she said. She said doctors told her she probably had COVID in early 2020. So no clinical diagnosis. And she likely suffered from long COVID. So she said that after she had it, she'd been quite ill for a couple of weeks. And then for the next 2 to 3, 4 months, I suffered from exhaustion. I find it difficult to breathe. She said that she was referred back to the clinic, got her lungs checked. And they said that there had probably been a form of COVID. This is, honest to goodness, this is something that we do need to call this one out. I'm sorry. I don't wish harm on Naomi Long, even though she is a very rude individual to me. But I don't wish harm on her. I don't wish harm on anybody. But the fact of the matter is that this is all probablys and maybes and who knows. It's all complete nonsense from start to bottom. Naomi Long is someone, and if you Google her name on I urge you, to those of you outside of Northern Ireland who don't know, just Google Naomi Long and have a look and ask yourself the question, would this person be susceptible perhaps to ill health? That's all I would ask you to do. So, you know, there's that. There's the other fact that this whole playing on long COVID, it is essentially, in my view, there's two ways you interpret long COVID. Either it is a malingerer's charter. You know, back in the day it was, oh, I've got a bad back. You know, it's really hard to diagnose, but a bad back, can't come into work for the next 6 months. No. See, my back's sore. Or alternatively, it's COVID jab. It's COVID vaccine damage, which it could be. It could be that as well. So as you know, my view on this is absolutely clear. I do not believe there ever was COVID. I don't believe in viruses. I do not believe there was ever a COVID virus. Therefore, people cannot have gotten sick from that. There's lots of other things people can get sick from, of course. And one of those is having a very, very unhealthy lifestyle. Again, Google the image of Naomi Long for further information. This is the same Naomi Long, by the way, who as Justice Minister during COVID did her very best to force as many people in Northern Ireland into masks, to force people to take jabs, to essentially remove our freedoms in the name of justice. And in actual fact, in a particular low, and this I remember so vividly from the just trying to get the timings on this one right. Yes, from December of 2020, December 2021. At that point, the little tyrannical tin pot health minister for Northern Ireland, a medical officer, suggested that everyone had to wear a mask. Everyone, no exceptions. Now, for example, that would have included women who would have been subject to sexual trauma and didn't certainly want to be wearing masks. The response from Naomi Long to that was, when people objected, was, she says, well, you know, at the end of the day, people can take, you know, you can decide for yourself, but if you break the law, you break the law. So this was a little, she, as far as I'm concerned, Long is a tyrant. She proved herself to be, like so many others, she loved the power. She loved that. But anyway, so despite all her, draconian views, fact of the matter is, oh, she's suffering from long COVID. And she said, how many jabs, Naomi, have you had? Would you care to share? Funny how those of us who haven't had any shares, any jabs, have been so healthy too. I wonder why that might be. Whereas those who have loads of jabs, like yourself, Naomi, are so serially sick. I wonder why. Thanks for listening.